Once a recruit, always a recruit? No! This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 52. Well, if I'd been doing this Athletic Scholarship Podcast every week for a year, it would be 1 year of this podcast. But I've been actually going at this for now a couple years, I believe. Wasn't always doing it weekly. It was more like twice a month, but now here we go. I'm putting this to you weekly because I've cut it down to 15 minutes, and it could change your scholarship future. That's what I hope you've been gathering from these. I'm John Fugler, your scholarship coach. Been doing this for over 15 years, not the podcast, but helping families achieve their scholarship dream. And that is a reward that is the greatest reward I can have in this whole adventure. It started with our twin sons, as you may know, as we walked through this entire process, the same process I've been teaching families for years, and they were able to live out their athletic scholarship dreams. And a number of other families, hundreds have been able to do that just by applying the very same things that we learned as a family, and that I've been teaching others, and that's what I'm teaching you through this podcast. I'm very excited because in a little over a week, August 3rd, my book releases, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. This is something I have been looking forward to, and the day is almost here. And I got a secret to tell you. As I record this tonight, it's a nice, cool night here in Colorado Springs, and I've got the window open and a cool breeze coming through. We're getting ready, my wife and I, to head out of town. We're going to the mountains for a few days. Yeah, just before the big book release, and we thought we needed to get some time away. So we're doing that, going to spend some time with friends up in Estes Park, if you know that area. Beautiful this time of year, and then we're going to go off to one of the lakes as well to spend a night. So it's refreshment time for me, taking a break from this. And you say, John, you got the book coming out just, you know, August 3rd, and as this releases, that would be 9 days from now. How come you're going away? Because you got to take a break every once in a while. You can't just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. That's what I've been doing. It's the same thing when you're pursuing an athletic scholarship, and I just want to urge you in this, and I've said it before, don't treat this like a sprint. It's really a marathon. Stop at the water stations. In fact, it doesn't hurt to walk a little. Doesn't hurt to take a break. So I pass that along to you as advice, and I take my own advice. And before we get to this big push of the book release, we decided we'd take some time and get refreshed. Well, here's what you can expect next Thursday when this book comes out. It comes out on Amazon as Amazon Kindle book, also paperback. It's a complete detailed how-to guide that covers everything from how to get discovered, how to move up multiple coaches' prospect lists, NCAA and NAIA eligibility and recruiting rules, producing an effective video and how to use video, choosing the right camps, tournaments, and showcases, what to ask coaches so you get the full picture about their program and your status, how to make the final school choice, and there's much, much more in there. Got a number of appendices in there as well, which especially one of them goes through the recruiting rules, which you should know. They change a lot, but I've outlined the basics there, and I've given you some insights on and where you can go online to get even more detail. This book is my step-by-step guide to recruiting and athletic scholarships, and it comes out August 3rd. Looking forward to that. Please go grab it when it comes out, read it, and let me know what you think. In fact, let the world know. Give me an honest review. Want to hear the truth about it. But I think it's good. I mean, this has been working for a decade and a half for families, and it can work for you. Well, in this episode, what I want to talk to you about is the fact that you work really hard at recruiting, really hard at getting on a coach's radar, really hard at finally starting to get response from coaches, and you're being recruited. Athlete, parent, your son or daughter is being recruited, and this is a big deal. It's really exciting, and you should be excited when you get contacted by coaches. You should be excited when they call, when they email, when they text, when they write. This is something that you're starting to see your dream become a reality. But I'll tell you what, once recruited, always recruited? No. Because you can drop off a coach's radar really fast. This is, you know, it's a business. You gotta understand that. For these schools, these coaches, winning is a big deal, especially in the D1 level. And if they're going to treat it that way, they have to be really hard-nosed in their recruiting. So when they go out and recruit athletes, and they have recruited you, let's say one school in particular has recruited you, and you think things are going well, and all of a sudden, it kind of drops off the radar, and you're wondering, what happened? This coach isn't contacting me anymore. And there could be a number of reasons of that. I've mentioned that in previous episodes, such as a coach just being overwhelmed, being in season, and his or her recruiting is dropping off. Perhaps if you're a position player, your position isn't something they're recruiting anymore. You may have been replaced by somebody who is a higher level recruit. There are a number of things that could be the reason that you drop off, but there is something you can do about it. What I want to do in this episode is share some things that will help keep you on a coach's radar, that will keep a coach's interest. And this is something that, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, the recruiting process is a marathon. The recruiting process is a marathon, not a sprint. And you got to treat it that way. And so what you need to do as an athlete is you need to keep communicating with the coaches, even if you think it's only one-way communication at this point. But coaches are permitted to call you only after a certain date, depending on your sport. Some will do that. They're limited on how often they can contact you. You can contact them and call them as often as you like. But there are some things and rules that you need to be aware of with NCAA and NAIA that will affect how a coach contacts you and shows the interest in you. You can view the NCAA website for the current contact chart. It lists each sport and the contact dates and windows. It's good to know that. It goes through how a coach can contact you and when they can contact you, depending on where you are in your high school career, what year you're in. So I tell my families this, to keep a coach's interest, respond, respond, respond. Make sure you stay in touch with the coaches. Whenever they contact you, then you need to respond, whether it's a letter or an email or a phone call, a text, even if you don't have much interest in the school, because you don't want to eliminate any schools until you're close to making your decision. You'll be surprised how many offers you thought would materialize that never do, and a school that wasn't at the top of your list moves up, and they make a good offer. Keep those lines of communications. Keep the options open. So respond to every letter, email, phone call, however that happens, respond back. And then you need to be proactive, too, about this, not just responding, but keep contacting the coaches. Stay in touch with them, or they'll assume that you've lost interest. And here's how you can do that. This is something, it's not ingenious. It's simple, which I believe in. And the whole system that I teach you, the step-by-step system, and the book that I'm releasing, this is simple stuff. May not be totally easy, but it's simple. It's things that you can do. But first, the main thing is to send an update after every season. This way you're able to cover all the schools on your list. You may have 20 schools that you're interacting with, maybe not all where coaches are calling you, but there is some communication going on. There are still viable opportunities for you. So send each of these schools an update after every season. It's just one page. I'm reminded of one parent. His name is Bob, who was diligent in keeping coaches interested in his daughter. He informed coaches of where her club and high school teams were playing by sending schedules in advance, and that's great. That's a good way to do it. After his daughter competed in some showcase tournaments. She started to get feedback from coaches, and they heard from coaches ranging from D1 to D3. And Bob was able to continue to keep that communication going by sending out the schedules. He said this, as a matter of fact, I pulled this quote out. Most of these contacts from coaches were from a result of us writing to them and letting them know where she would play and keeping that line of communication open, where she'd play that summer, that tournament, club season, that type of thing. So take a lesson for Bob on how to keep the relationship alive. Send those updates, the schedules. You just never know when a coach is going to show up, or you're going to be in their area. If you're in their area, not only send the schedule, but say, hey, I'm going to be in your town. I'm going to be, 50 miles from where you are on August 17th, playing in a tournament. Would you come out and see me play? I'm interested in your school. So the one-page update that I referred to is the opportunity to highlight your successes and bring the coach current on your athletic and academic achievements. So it's very simple. You just send it as an attached file to your email. This goes out to schools that you have some sort of relationship with, that they are open. The door has not closed yet. And you want to send out this one-page update. So very, very easy, like a bullet point format. Of course, you want to put at the top your name, just to remind the coach, city, state. Even say, coach, here's an update, just so you can keep this in my file and know how things are going. I'm still interested in your school. You could put that up at the top. So in that update, you may be an update of SAT scores. Maybe you took the SAT test. It may be an update of your just completed season, athletic highlights, that type of thing. Maybe an update on academic honors. If you can combine these things, that would be fantastic. Athletic awards and achievements, stats from your latest season, and other vital information on your achievements over the past couple months, say. Keep these updates going on a regular basis, at least after every season. And also let the coach know what your future plans are. So this is a one-page update that keeps you on the coach's radar and lets them know that you are interested. So send the updates after every season. Send them maybe after you take your SATs or ACTs. This does not have to be a long document. It just might be one paragraph or a couple bullet points. And I go through this in more detail in the book. That's right. I'm taking this out of the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's in there in black and white, and you can read more details about that. But I want to just let you know that, because you may be at a point right now, especially this summer, you're coming down to the end of a club season or maybe a tournament that you competed in, a meet, whatever it might be. Just over last couple days, I talked with somebody, this couple that was in town watching their daughter play field hockey. So there were a number of teams there, club teams playing field hockey this summer. And that is a great recruiting opportunity to let coaches know about that, but also to report back on it after the tournament. Keep that line of communication open. So those are the two things I wanted to let you know. One is where you're responding to every communication you get from a coach. And secondly, you're taking the initiative with the one-page update. Now, if you do that, then you're going to be in good shape because you're systematizing it. That's one of the key things, too. It's very hard to personally communicate with coaches about your latest achievements if you're doing it one at a time. But if you can send, say, all 20 schools, all 20 coaches, the one update, it doesn't have to be personalized like your initial letter and that type of thing, but it can be just a one-page update that all the coaches get. Then you can make sure all the bases are covered. So the ones that are contacting you, you're already responding back to them, but there could be some in the mix that you're not in communication with that often, and this really helps keep you in front of the coaches. This is key. You can't let the relationship die. You can't rely on the coaches keeping it going. You have to make sure that you take the initiative, because there's always somebody else out there, another recruit, that's going to take your place. You don't want that to happen. Well, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you. Make sure you stop by my website and pick up your free download, How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's just a quick read. And remember, be looking next week for the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. That's Thursday, August 3rd, coming out on Amazon. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, john@recruitme.com, and let me know how I can help you out. I may answer your question on this podcast. And any questions and comments you have about this podcast, I'd like to hear that too. I want to respond to you on that. Well, that's it for this Tuesday. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great week.